Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rick Mathis is here. Yeah, I know. I'm excited, too. Rick's a creative chief executive, chief creative officer. I'll get it right in a minute. At iMatheson, a San Francisco-based marketing company, and he's the author of the On-Demand Brand, 10 Rules for Digital Marketing Success in an Anytime, Anywhere World. He's our good friend Rick Mathison. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, happy holidays, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. So, social media campaigns. So many small business owners are having enough trouble getting a social media strategy going that building a campaign is another level up from that. Or maybe they're doing a campaign, they just don't know that they are, right? What do you think?
Yeah, it can be exactly that, Jim. I mean, we do need to look at any social media activity from the framework of doing promotions or limited time elements that become essentially campaigns.
That's interesting you said that. Limited time elements. Explain that.
Well, a lot of folks just kind of get onto social media and they'll do a post and it just becomes this thing that just lives out there and it almost becomes a burden to do. But
Right. Smart
marketers will plan out essentially editorial or promotional calendars and run limited time promotions.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's going to be the most effective.
Mm-hmm. So you've seen some good ones this year, haven't you?
Oh, my God, yes, Jim. So this is...
Any of them that a regular Main Street small business can relate to?
Oh, completely, yes. I mean, there are many. This is the time of year where I present the Gen Wow Awards at gen.com. And it's all to recognize efforts of a lot of different categories, mobile marketing, viral, et cetera. And one of my categories is social media. And we have just posted our top 10 favorite social media campaigns from the past year. And a lot of them have really great lessons for small business.
And are these some that any average small business could do?
Absolutely.
All right, what's the first one?
So we probably won't have time to go through all 10
right.
of them. But I've selected a few I think that will be pertinent for your audience. And, our number 10 winner this year is GoPro's skateboarding cat videos. So GoPro, it's the company with the little cameras.
Right.
Obviously, the brand is built on content, right? I mean, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love those extremes?
Right.
Shots of people crashing as they, jump trash cans on their driveway on their bikes or whatever. But even in 2015, we cannot escape online cat videos. And in the face of this, it was an...
Am I the only one around here who does not watch cat videos? I got my hand up. Am I the only one?
I do not either.
Go ahead. I'm apparently the only one in my family who doesn't, though.
Oh, no, I know. People are crazy about this. So they did a Instagram and YouTube campaign this year where they featured this this little Australian cat named Didja that rides skateboards. The cat rides skateboards incredibly well, in fact. Now, that said, these are very, you'd call them, grassroots videos. There's nothing fancy about these. Literally putting a GoPro on the owner
mm-hmm.
of the cat.
But it makes sense because that's what their product does.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. And that's kind of the key point here. Works for them in that particular scenario.
Right.
But if you watch these videos, they couldn't be more homegrown. There's literally no reason why any small business of any kind, product or service, couldn't find something unique and compelling to create some kind of short series.
Well, like a product. Never mind the cute cat. You sell a product that is something people use that they're not necessarily great at, and you do a 90-second video showing them how to do it better.
Completely. And you can have fun with it and drive home your value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about, a local bakery. capturing video of surprising someone with a, you know, your delicious cupcake. Or
how about this? How about this? A 45-second video on how the correct way to eat a cupcake.
There you go.
And have fun with that or something.
Exactly. You know? There, you are driving home your delicious food.
Do you lick the icing off first, or do you bite it? Do you take the paper off and bite it on the side? You know, the whole thing.
Absolutely. I'm having flashbacks.
Oh, you just shove it all in your mouth all at once. You know.
Right. That's my approach.
How about this? Three ways to not eat a cupcake. How about that? But again, like you say, you're having fun with it, and it's getting some. And what you're doing though is you're showing people. You're a side of your company that in a way that they like to see it. People don't read much anymore, Rick, for some reason.
Yeah. No, I mean, video really, by 2017, so here we're just about to go to 2016. In 2017, over 70% of most online content will be mm-hmm. video-based. So you need to get mm-hmm. with video, regardless mm-hmm. of how big your company is. And whatever your category, I mean,
right.
even a small town or just any accountant, for instance.
Right.
Like you said, doing something, showing expressions of people.
Yeah, I want to see that accounting video. I want to see that wacky accounting video. I can't wait. I'll watch that. All right, what's next, Rick?
Okay, so that was our number 10 winner this year. Our number 3 winner this year is really interesting. I just love this one. It was from World Wildlife Federation. It was a campaign called The Last Selfie. So are you familiar with Snapchat, Jim?
Yeah.
It's been all the craze the last couple of years. It's got 100 million users,
mm-hmm.
most young people. Something like 20% of all U.S. social media users are on Snapchat. Snapchat is a platform, a social media platform, where you take photos, record videos,
right.
text, drawings, whatever, and send them to a controlled list. There's something like 9,000 of these sent.
Right.
You send these photos or videos. They're known as snaps. Users set a time limit for how long recipients can view their snaps. And then they're gone, which teens, unfortunately, especially love because parents can't monitor what
right.
they're doing. Well, WWF did this great campaign on Snapchat, with Snapchat this year, called The Last Selfie, which takes advantage of the sort of, you know, fleeting, transient nature of Snapchat snaps with short little videos that show, say, a tiger, and it has the hashtag last selfie, and essentially says, don't let this be my last selfie. And it shows how quickly an endangered species can just be wiped off the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And viewers were encouraged to tweet or post about, you know, to the hashtag last selfie. Well, this was perfect, you know, very powerful use of this platform. In its
right.
first week, consumers posted 40,000 tweets. They appeared on 120 million timelines.
Wow.
In 3 days, WWF reached its fundraising target for an entire month.
Wow. Boy, that's powerful. We'll come back. Rick's going to help us convert some of this into things that we can do ourselves out here on Main Street. Rick Matheson, ladies and gentlemen, his book is called The On-Demand Brand.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.